The Ministry of Finance and the Ghana Revenue Authority have refuted publications in the media that banks are to charge VAT on services including salaries and savings. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Deputy Finance Minister, Kasiela Tuforsen, insisted that salaries, savings, deposits, loans and payments with checks are all exempted from VAT. He asked the general public to ignore any text message from banks that direct them to pay VAT on their savings and loans.
Until recently, we used to give banks what you call blanket exemption, that everything that they do is exempted from the service. Now, we distinguish between the core and non-core. And the core typical one is that the bank perform intermediary services that include savings, deposit, like somebody's savings, intermediary services, whereby your salary is transferred through your bank. All of these are tax exempted. So it is not true that your salary will be VAT-able. Yeah, it is not true that your deposit that you do in the bank will be VAT-able. It's not true that your savings that you make in the bank will be VAT-able. The financial instrument that you do will be VAT-able. That is not the case. That is not the case at all. But the banks also perform other functions like consultancy services. The banks perform functions like accountancy service, actuary services, factoring services, okay, evaluation service. Like you decide to go to a bank to borrow, go for a loan. What the banks normally do is that they will ask you to go and engage a valuer to value your property. So if you engage a valuer outside the bank, the valuer will, before he signs his report and give it to you, he will charge you a fee, and that fee is VAT-able. Now, the banks, what they are doing is that have a competent valuer within the establishment, so they provide the same service. So what we are asking ourselves is that what is the difference between the service the banks do today, evaluation service they do in-house, and evaluation service they do outside. Those are the ones that we are talking about. We are not talking about blanket exemption. No way. That is not what we are talking about.
Is it not the same Ghanaian who is also going to bear the cost for these VAT that is going to be charged by the various banks? Because if I go to the bank and I need a valuer and the banks give me the valuer, at the end, I am paying, and so the VAT will be charged on my fees.
Yes, let me say that if you engage the service of a valuer outside the bank, you pay for that. So what is the difference between the bank doing it in-house and then you are doing it outside? What's the difference? Certainly what we are talking about, and indeed, what this will do is that if the bank performs that service, the bank will get an opportunity to offset their input VAT to the output VAT. So the impact is not 17%. In my calculation, the impact will be about 3%, but not on you and me, but on their corporate clients. And the corporate clients will also have an opportunity to net it off.
Is the ministry putting in place any mechanisms to ensure that the banks charge on fee-based and not on non-fees-based?
We are working with the umbrella body, the Ghana Bankers Association, GRA, and the Ministry of Finance. We've put up a team. The technical committee just finished their work, just seen their report today. It's indicative. We are looking at it. We will address it in due course and make sure that they will not charge.
Some banks have already sent notifications of the charge to their customers.
I am aware that Barclays Bank did that. I've engaged them. We've discussed with them. What they meant is not what has been, what the public has seen it. So they are going to clarify the position.
Deputy Minister of Finance Kasiela Tuforsen talking to Gloria Anderson. Meanwhile, the Deputy Commissioner in charge of policy at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Ni Ayi Aite, has been providing some education on the new VAT Law Act 870. He spoke to Agatha Samwa.
VAT has been extended to the financial service sector, and to the extent that financial services provided by registered persons, and there's a charge to explain that service will be taxable and the tax will be on the charge. And using the bank draft example I've given you, if it is 60, 5 cities will be charged, 15-75% of 5 cities, off the top of my head, I guess will come to about 8 pesos or so. So possibly there will be 8 pesos that tax on the service that is being provided. However, let's bear in mind that before this law, this amendment, the banks were already paying VAT on their input to provide the service, and they weren't getting any credit for those ones. Now, when the bank becomes registered, the bank now qualifies to take input, what we call the input tax credit, to deduct the tax that they themselves will have paid on the inputs that are used in providing the service. It may be that the bank will then fall. I'm not saying that is what you have. That if you look at provision of bank draft, instead of charging 5%, instead of charging only 5 cedis, given the fact that we cannot take input tax credit, we may increase that charge to say 5 cedis, 20 pesos, or 5 cedis, 50 pesos, or perhaps even maintain the 5 cedis and make it inclusive of the tax. It all depends on how the bank does its costing. But the fundamental issue is that, using the example I've given, if the provision of bankers draft which you may go to take for whatever value, attract a charge or fine, that becomes a taxable financial service, and the tax will be on that charge which is imposed, and it will be 7.5% of the charge. It will be paid by the customer, and if the customer is also a business person, and that financial service is in furtherance of his business, could also qualify as input tax credit for that person. So certainly the VAT has implications for the financial service sector, which was different from what it had been previously.
So in a situation where financial institutions attempt to slap their 17.5% VAT on all transactions, what can an unsuspecting customer do?
First, I don't believe that any financial institution where this ought to do that. But to the extent that there is no charge on the service, like I'm giving examples, I'm aware that the bank I use doesn't charge anything for using the ATM. So there won't be any VAT for the services that are rendered when I use the ATM. So to the extent that there is no charge on the particular service that the bank is rendering, I don't believe any bank would impose a tax on it.
Deputy Commissioner in charge of policy at the Ghana Revenue Authority, Ni Aiyi Aite.